This is Rod Ross in room 415 of the old executive office building, early afternoon of April the 23rd, 1982. I shall be interviewing Pamela Jean Lowe, L-O-W-E, who has been assistant to Mike Baruti, the director of Public Affairs Office. Pam, what have you been doing in the White House?
I have been working as an administrative assistant to the Director of Public Affairs. When I came in March, I was working under the direction of Frank Urso Marso, U-R-S-O-M-A-R-S-O. Urso Marso, U-R-S-O-M-A-R-S-O, Frank. He was the Director of Public Affairs when I came in March, and at that time Michael Baruti was his deputy director of the office, and then in September Urso Marso left and Baruti was promoted to the director.
Let me just turn up the volume since you have the low voice. Okay.
Do you want me to repeat that part?
No, I think that's fine.
All right.
In the Office of Public Affairs, there are two basic functions, are there not, to the office?
That's correct. Probably the most important function of the office is our contact with public affairs officers at all of the departments and government agencies. We are the people that coordinate with the cabinet members and the White House functions. So the reason it's called Public Affairs Office is because we deal with the public affairs officers at each of the departments.
Which departments did you have the most contact with?
Well, there are 13 major ones: agriculture, education, energy, those. And then some of the agencies such as the EPA, ICA, those.
Were there particular persons that you...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you name a couple of names?
Actually, I have a list of our public affairs officers' contacts that we deal with on a regular basis at each of the departments and agencies.
And that will be in your files?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were there particular agencies that you found that the administration had any difficulties with in making sure that they were enunciating administration policies?
I can't really say that there was one that we had constant problems with. There were times when a cabinet member or maybe a public affairs officer said something that wasn't 100% in line with the administration's point of view, only because he might not have understood a particular policy. But we never problems on any regular basis with any of the departments.
How does Mike Baruti's office interface with Karma Small and David Gergen?
Well, David Gergen is the one who covers all of the communications departments, which consists of the press office, the speechwriter's office, media relations, and the public affairs office, our office. And Mike reports directly to Dave Gergen. As far as our contact with the Media Relations Office, once in a while we'll do some briefing material that Karna will use in her press kits when she brings in out-of-town editors for briefings, which she does on a pretty regular basis.
Of Mike Baruti's new elevation, will that change the scope of the office functions, to your knowledge?
No. The second main function of our office is to prepare all of the domestic briefing material that is submitted to the President on a weekly basis.
Who actually, does the mechanics of that kind of work in your office?
We have two staff members that do the research and the writing.
Who are they?
Their names are Mr. Chris Rizzuto and Barbara Gleason, that are Mike's staff assistants that do the writing. And we do the domestic issues, and we also do a weekly calendar of upcoming events, which we get from our department contacts, which is also submitted to the president. What we submit goes directly to Dave Gergen, who puts together the weekly material of foreign affairs and the domestic material. Foreign affairs is done by Mort Allen. And then Dave Gergen submits a package to the president on Friday evening, which he reviews over the weekend. And then on Monday, they have their regular briefings, luncheon briefings with the president with that material.
So Mort Allen left as a speechwriter, and where is he now?
No, he left, and then after 3 weeks came back to be. He's the deputy press secretary for foreign affairs.
Okay. What was the nature of your contact with Mike Verruti? What types of things did you do in the office?
What was my relationship to Mike?
Right.
I took all of his phone calls. I did all of his correspondence. So I was basically the person that screened all incoming phone calls to Mike and would either help the person if I could. I tried to take care of as much of the business as I could myself. If it needed Mike's immediate attention, it went to him.
I see. Do your office files fairly well document what went on in the office, or was a lot done over the phone that just didn't get into the files?
Well, we receive weekly reports from each of the departments about what has gone on in the past week in their office, and those are all kept, all of those reports. I also keep all of my phone logs, which records people calling in, and many times I put down what they're calling in regard to. And I still have all of my scheduling calendars there in the files.
If there is a problem, you know, some cabinet member says something that isn't quite in line with administration policy, what's the procedure in your office for dealing with that problem?
Well, if something is pointed out directly to Mike, the first person he would call would be Dave Gergen to point it out, and I'm sure the two of them would discuss, and either Mike or Dave Gergen would be the one to call the cabinet member or the cabinet member's press secretary to correct them. And hopefully the next time that the cabinet members go out for a speaking engagement, or if they have an interview with a member of the press, he might be able to correct himself.
Do you have incoming meetings of, say, press secretaries at various agencies?
Yes, we do. They're not held on any regular basis. Usually, we only hold them when there is a major event coming up, whether, for instance, when the president was about to announce his first round of tax cuts. We brought in all the press secretaries, and Dave Gergen talked with them. We had Stockman talk with them, just to make sure that they understood what the White House was going to be announcing, and to make sure that the cabinet members followed the same line of thought.
Were there any days that, you know, if you were going to think back of what was most fulfilling, or what was most hectic, or what was most memorable, what kind of anecdotes could you, you know, relate to the future library?
Well, one of the most memorable, probably, weeks was my first week here, because our office consisted of Frank Russo Marso, who was the director, and he had a temporary secretary from the Office of Correspondence, and we did not have any files, we did not have a typewriter, we didn't have any furniture, and so we put together an office, basically, from nothing, from the very beginning. It was my first experience in the White House. Frank Russo Marso was here during the Nixon Board administration in the advance office. So he had been here before, and he knew a few of the ins and outs of the workings of the White House. And over the next probably 3 weeks, the rest of the staff was hired.
So this was initially March 1981?
That's right, the first couple weeks of March. And
what had the office been doing before that office was set up? How were functions handled as far as relations with the agencies?
During the Carter administration
during
the Ford-Nixon?
No, between January and March of this administration.
I don't know. Dave Gergen was here before. Frank Urso Marso was. So I would assume, I don't know for sure, that Dave Gergen would have been the one to have filled in.
What, your office also has responsibility for the information center dispatch.
That's right, Mike Baruti.
What type of activities does Mike carry on regarding the information center?
Well, now, he meets with Helen Ammon all the time. And what comes out of their meetings, I don't know that much about, to tell you the truth. Our contact with the library is when we are preparing the briefing materials for the president. That's where most of our material comes from, is from Helen. And every week, Helen sends down a large file of current clips that we use to incorporate in our domestic briefing material that might point out to the president that the Wall Street Journal is criticizing this program, or Mike tries to incorporate that type of information also. So my direct contact with the library is helping Barbara and Chris, the staff writers, in getting the material together and calling the library for it.
How large is Mike's immediate office? You mentioned Barbara and Chris. Are there others?
I'm the administrative assistant. There's a secretary there. Karen South, and then Chris and Barbara. So there's five of us.
So it's a relatively small office.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you know if Mike gets involved in questions like, you know, what kind of technology and computer systems should the information center have?
Yes, he's in on those meetings. Mm-hmm. We also, I might mention, we recently started using word processors and computers for our work where we store. We also have a mini research center in our office that our staff writers use for quick reference material, and we brought in this computer system to use it for word processing and also as a computerized filing system for the materials that we have there in the office.
You mentioned you had worked with the transition, is that
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What did you do there?
Well, before I went to the transition team, I worked for Larry Speaks at the Hill & Knowlton public relations firm. And Larry got into the campaign, and I became very interested in that. And after the president was elected, Larry asked me if I would want to work over in the press office at the transition team. And so I kept my job at Hill & Knowlton, and then would leave.
How's
there.
How's that spelled?
H-I-L-L in Knowlton, K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N. And I would leave Hill & Knowlton at 5, and then I would work nights at the transition team in the press office. And I worked as an assistant to Larry with phones, did phone work, and also helped type Jim Brady's correspondence.
What were you doing between the time the transition ended and March when you came on board?
I was back at Hill & Knowlton and still carrying out some of Larry's functions, sort of. I was the bridge over troubled waters, you might say.
Have you continued to work with Larry at all, you know, during your time here at the White House?
No, other than the calls that we make over to the press office.
Are you planning to somehow be involved with the Reagan administration back in Illinois, or are you really leaving the administration at this point?
I would love to be able to find something. Phil Crane is an alumni of Hillsdale College, and also is from that area. And if there's something I can do up there for him, I would love to. I haven't seriously addressed my job situation in Chicago yet.
And you mentioned that you're leaving for Chicago to get married, and your new last name will be?
Weber.
W-E-B-B-E-R.
Right, my fiance's name is Michael Weber.
Okay, I think that takes care of the questions I had.
Okay.